make a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A collar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's right.
Seven and a half at the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments with some important medical news, consideration of a couple of major medical stories, not the least of which, I guess it's a medical story, in a sense. Many of you are familiar with the lady who took over Yahoo. Her name is Marissa Mayer. Right. And after she took over the company, she was, what, about 6 months pregnant? I think she, wasn't she that way?
She was. She was very pregnant, right. Yes.
And so then she had the baby. 4 days later, she's back at work, and she's got a little baby area.
She has a nursery built into her office.
Right. Okay. So now she has changed the rule because, well, she's done a number of things. She's brought everybody back in-house because she didn't like... Mm-hmm.
People working
the way,
from home.
Right. The didn't feel that they were as effective.
Right.
So she made everybody have to come into
come
the
back
office
to work.
At least a couple days a week, if not every day, depending on your position.
But she says now their employees at Yahoo will be able to stay home longer after they have a child. Let's see here. What's going on? Mothers will take 16 weeks of paid leave. Fathers take 8 if you're having the baby. If you're adopting a baby, it's 8 weeks for both mother and father. But, you know, you think about what some of these other big successful companies are offering, like Google, 22 weeks off.
Wow.
Facebook has 4 months off when you have a baby.
I'm telling you, I'm going to just have one for the vacation time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, cool. All right, so with that in mind, we have, I want to talk to Jack about what's going on with in the last trimester of the baby in the body and how various systems, whether it's the traditional medical system, so-called, or the new wave of ideas that parents have about taking care of their children,
you know, and
how
I've
that
actually,
plays off.
I've actually heard something that I want to talk to Jack about, too, in regards to childbirth, that you're supposed to put castor oil wraps on your stomach to make a healthy, easy childbirth. I was wondering if you heard about
that. You mean
that.
Pre? Wow.
But yeah, in your third trimester, you're supposed to do castor oil on flannel and then put the wrap it around your stomach area.
All right, we'll find out. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
That's funny.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving in environment, critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
It's 12 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the only board-certified NUCCA practitioners. He's a chiropractor that basically focuses just on your neck. And he's here, and he has, besides being a well-known chiropractor, he also has an interesting twist, if you will, or shake, and that's why we have him on the program, into lots of different medical stories, theories, what works for him may not work for somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go back to the discussion about pregnant women being the third trimester, and they are getting ready to have the baby. With the cows, we give them extra special feed. So I wonder, mothers are supposed to, in the last trimester, eat much better and be focused on the delivery. And then after the delivery, Jack, I wonder about the psychology, because lots of it with babies certainly is psychology, the psychology of security. And one wonders if the mother isn't holding the baby in the first 2, 3, 4 months of its life, does it learn to identify with the person that it's holding? That's holding it, rather. Not the mother, but let's say it's a babysitter or somebody in a school. Or, you know, is this mother of the child risking really being a mother by putting the child into one of these facilities where they're basically managed by people that have no connection to the babies at all?
Well, there's a hormonal attachment that begins right at the point of birth. There's a difference between a baby being born vaginally in a normal birth as mm-hmm. opposed to being through a C-section.
Right.
And there's certain hormones that are released during the actual vaginal birth process that are triggered in the mother, triggered in the baby. And between that and the pheromones and the holding, the stroking, the kissing, the cuddling, the nursing, there's a bonding that takes place in just the first 24 to 48 hours between a newborn and its mother
mm-hmm.
that is absolutely vital for that child. And this whole idea of this extended leave that they're trying to do now is for the benefit of the baby. We know that there are several indigenous cultures around this planet that a woman will give birth and 24 hours later she's back to work. And a woman who is physically fit is capable of doing that, but the baby is not capable of being taken away from its mother that quickly. And so that extended period is really for the benefit of the baby to be nursed by the birth mother, not by somebody else, not by formula or any other kind of thing that makes life more convenient for somebody. It's vital that the ingredients of mama's milk gets into that baby's gut as soon as possible. So when I see this
colostrum,
stuff, like the colostrum is true. The colostrum will help to invigorate the baby's immune system because it has no immune system. It's dependent upon the mother's immune system. But there's other things in the milk. The bacteria that is in the mother's gut is also in her bacteria, because babies are born, as far as we know, we have no evidence to the contrary, they're born with a gut that's sterile. There's nothing in the gut from the mouth to the bottom, and it must be filled with the proper kind of flora.
Right.
Because if the bad flora starts to grow, that baby's going to be sick from the time it's born.
Diarrhea kills more people than anything else on the planet. And it's
absolutely
caused by what you just described.
Absolutely.
All right, so there's a word to the wise in terms of mothering from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Jennifer, you wanted to pursue something with Jack medically?
Well, I just heard about something yesterday, and it just made me, when you brought up pregnancy, it made me think about this, and that to ensure a good pregnancy when you're in your third trimester and an easy delivery, you're supposed to take flannel, soak it in castor oil, and wrap yourself, like wrap it around your stomach area with like a heating pad or a warm water bottle, basically, and let it sit there for an hour or two. And I was just wondering if you had heard about that, Jack.
Oh, yes, that's from the hills from long long, long ago. That's a well-known. That's a well-known pre-natal practice to help with muscle relaxation, ligamentous relaxation. During the third trimester is when the organs are growing rapidly. The first trimester, the organs form. The second trimester, they integrate. The third trimester, they grow, especially the lungs. The last few weeks of gestation is for the development of the lungs of the child, so that it's ready to take life on its own as soon as it's born. And anything that we can do during that third trimester to assist the mother to have an easier birth, because, you know, half of the babies that I see, and I see a lot of babies in my clinic in the first month or two of life, are already getting torticollis, other kinds of spinal problems, neck problems, because they came from a mother who was not properly prepared ahead of time for a good, healthy birth. Her nutrition was terrible. Her prenatal care was terrible. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, if I just took my vitamins, you know, during the pregnancy, everything's going to be okay, and that's not enough. So what you bring up there, Jen, is a very good point. And that has been proven for, we've got records of that back in Europe several hundred years ago, of that particular technique.
All right.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it was interesting, and also said it corrected spine problems. And it seems so odd to think of castor oil being able to do all that, but that's pretty
well,
cool.
There's ingredients in different kinds of oils. Just vitamin E oil that's extracted from wheat germ can have a tremendous effect on stopping stretch marks and being able to treat or lessen the possibility of abdominal stretch marks during pregnancy. We know this stuff. We've known this stuff for hundreds of years, and there's plenty of books in the natural section in libraries as well as in health food stores that can greatly assist a mother who wants to preserve her body as well as produce the healthiest child she can.
All right, let's spend a minute with Dr. Jack on the product called Tan from a Bottle. Are you familiar with Tan in a Bottle? Jennifer, you may know.
I might have a little on right now, actually.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Well, they tell you can't lay out in the sun anymore, so what are you going to do?
Right.
That's nonsense.
Well, this stuff apparently may be used to protect people against skin cancer. There's a researcher here at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston that has been working with this stuff. They've been trying, he and his colleagues, for a couple of years, and they think they've come up with some new insights into how natural tanning occurs and perhaps open the door to developing the ultimate self-tanner, one that would not only help you look good but protect you from skin cancer. This is not stuff that you get in a tanning salon by sitting in a bed, folks. That's not what we're talking about. That'll give you cancer, right? So this stuff is supposed to keep you protected from getting skin cancer. The other stuff, if you get in a tanning salon, man, those things are awful. Shouldn't there be a warning or something on those, Jack?
Well, there usually is. And there was a recent law passed here in the state of Utah that you cannot patronize one of these places under the age of 18 anymore unless you have written permission from the parents. So it's, you know, but it's the sun doesn't cause cancer. Our diets is what cause cancer. There's billions of people in the sun every day who do not get cancer. But the sun can accelerate problems in the skin that aren't caused by the sun. They're caused by a horrible diets that leads to a sluggish immune system, that part of our immune system that's constantly on guard for cancer cells. And when it gets sluggish, we're going to get cancer. We know some of the best research out there. We're going to get cancer 4, 5, 6, 7 times during our life we don't know it because the immune system stops on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Got to have a healthy immune system for all of the right reasons. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out jackstockwell.com and find out how the Forbidden Doctor newsletter can come to you.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Steffens the Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens the Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens the Day.
Wait a minute. We had our video of the day today. Matter of fact, that was Michael Bublé that you heard there singing with the a cappella group Naturally 7. They actually, if I overuse that word here, Jennifer, this was recorded at a subway train stop in New York City.
66th Street, to be specific.
Yeah. And you can tell that's his voice. His voice is pretty identifiable. This is cool.
I like it.
Yeah. What do we know about this occasion, Kenny?
Oh, it's to promote a new album.
That he did with these guys?
I think they appeared on this song.
Really?
But he's got a new album out. He said this was the most fun of all of the promotional stuff that he did. Whether it was videos or interviews or tours or anything else, doing this as the trains were going by and people were walking.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, they've got a big crowd of people taking pictures and video.
Yeah, very good stuff. So come on home, baby. Come on back home. Nice. Come on and take it. You can check out the entire video, all the audio. It's better with the video at DougSteffen.com. I feel like I'm going to do a play-by-play here. I am watching out the front window. I've described this, and maybe if I can get my best pal to help me take some video on some morning, we can actually show you out the front where the cows are on the side of the hill, and then on the backside of the house is the maternity pen. So one cow, we have about 75, 80 cows out front, and about a dozen out back, and every once in a while we miss one. So one of the ladies that lives in the neighborhood, her name is Laura Dignan, has been riding her horse, and one of the cows had a calf out, and they couldn't get the calf, so she just went out in the field and chased the cow down with her horse. Down
as
into
you
the
did?
Field. Yeah, it was
like you're out west.
Yeah, right, exactly. So What does that bring us around to? The amount of money that is being spent by people on weddings is on the rise. Now, I'm not talking about the amount being spent by the families. I'm talking not the bride and groom. I'm talking about what people spend on average for wedding gifts. The average amount of money that people will spend to attend weddings, including gifting, $539 this year. And back in 2012, the average was $339. And the reason it's up is because people are saying people in general feel better about the economy. Give me that again.
Something didn't sound right there.
Last year, the average spending on, let's say, a couple going to a wedding, getting dressed up and bringing a present was $339. This year, it's $539, according to an American Express survey.
So you're not financial talking about optimism. The gift alone. You're talking about what it costs.
Because you want to look pretty, right.
Shoes. So you're talking about travel, maybe a hotel, then a gift.
An outfit. So a little more on that, plus some other important information coming up in the conversational mode that we try to create here every morning on the Good Day Show. It's 28 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio.
In my subtitle, I mentioned Samuel Johnson, and Dr. Johnson, as he's also known, was an 18th century writer. He's probably most well known for his Dictionary of the English Language and the very, very famous biography that was written of him called The Life of Samuel Johnson.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
I love Samuel Johnson. He wrote, for me, what I love is his essays that he wrote for The Rambler, particularly. And, you know, I can't recommend him to everyone because he wrote in the 18th century and it definitely shows. So his prose is not for everyone. But when I read Samuel Johnson, I feel like I understand myself better. He just will make a comment in a sentence or in just a phrase or an anecdote that allows me to understand human nature and certainly myself better. And I think for everyone who reads, there are those certain figures whose writing, for whatever reason, just speaks to you with particular force. And for me, that's Samuel Johnson. And so in Happier at Home, there are many references to Samuel Johnson and many times where I point to times where something that he's written has resonated with me, even though if you look at our lives, we're really nothing alike. And yet he's one of the patron saints of my Happier at Home project.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary, must be 18 or over, restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
McFadden, who is not rich in... he's okay. He's not poor. Not working in the salt mines.
Not yet, anyway.
Let's see what we can do.
Maybe soon.
For the coal mines or the salt mines, one or the other. Kenny probably feels like he's in the salt mines sometimes because his day is the opposite of all the rest of ours. He's approaching the end of his day. He's the fellow...
He's like in Guam, but he lives in California.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. He is among the challenged few who actually work in this. He does work, and it may seem like the coal mines or the salt mines, because he's all by himself all through the night.
No, his snoring, sleeping
dog.
He's got
a snoring dog.
Yeah. Oh, right, that's right, too, yeah. Right. We can't. Where is Charlotte? Oh, Charlotte, most of the time at this time of year, Charlotte is outside when I'm on the air, because she likes to be out the sunshine and rolling around in the grass and all that other stuff is what she likes to do. So she would not be here to snore. But we'll let that roll go to... What's the name of your dog, Kenny?
Her name is... She's a Boston Terrier. Her name is Yodette.
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 When Lisa got her as a puppy, wife. And her ears went way out on the sides of her head like Yoda.
Really?
But she's a girl.
Yeah.
So... Yodette.
Yodette. I like that.
I'm
a big fan of Yodas.
As big ears you have.
Yeah. Hi.
Big snorts you have.
We have been talking about the cost of weddings and not what it costs for the groom and the bride to get all of their attire and who pays for what. But the people who go and what they're spending is going way up. The president of consumer lending at American Express says that the survey suggests to him that the indications that we have returned, many of us, not me necessarily, many of you, to historic norms, although the peaks are not there. But when you look at an increase of $200 a year, that's pretty doggone, that's quite dramatic. So last year, the average person going to a wedding, dressing up, getting the things that you need, the nice little gifts and that sort of thing, put them together, and it's $339 per person. This year, it's $539.
Yeah, I would have thought you were crazy until I thought about the two weddings I have to go to this summer.
Yeah, right.
One is down on the Eastern Shore, so that'll include a hotel room and a drive.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half drive. And then the other one is in wine country out in California. Right. So that's going to include airfare and a hotel.
But that'll be worth it.
They'll both be worth it, but I when you first brought this up, I was like, you're crazy. Who'd pay that much to go to a wedding? Well, apparently some idiot like me would.
All right, so here's the bottom line with this survey. The people whose household income is more than $100,000 a year appear likely to pull out the wallet and spend the money. Affluent wedding guests estimate the cost of attendance would be $960 a year. So if you're making, what are we now, what does the government consider to be affluent? Is it half a million a year, a million a year? What does it mean to be affluent? It's over. What did they do with the tax thing? It was over $250, or they never.
It was. I think didn't they end up at $400?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it's when you get there, right. $400 or $500 grand a year.
The rich pay a little bit more, right?
$960. Yeah, it's about $400 more.
Right.
If you got a few extra bucks. So our poll today at DougStephan.com: how much did you spend on the last wedding you attended? Good God, I can't even remember when I went to a wedding, other than my daughter's. I think I've been to a wedding since.
How about Ken's?
Well,
that was before you.
That was before, yeah. When I flew out to Ken's, for the day, I don't think I spent the night there. Did I fly out and spend the day and then I left? So it was Las Vegas. I think it was summertime, so it would have been from Boston. So I took the first flight out. It was a Sunday, wasn't it, Kenny?
Yeah.
You get married on a Sunday? That's how I pulled it off in one day. So I flew out the first flight in the morning, got there in time. The wedding started, a little after, was it 1 o'clock or something, if I remember correctly. And it hotter than blue blazes. My God, was it hot that day. Oof. And so then we went into the Elvis Chapel and spent a couple of hours there. And I'm trying now to remember what I got you. The challenge is for you to remember what I got you, not for me to remember what I got you.
I remember exactly what you got me.
A check.
Got me a check.
Did I give you a check?
Did.
Oh, okay.
You sure did.
Those are the good old days.
Come on, you never go shopping for any presents. You always write checks.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, that wouldn't be the case if Meredith were taking me to a wedding or I was going. She wouldn't dare do that. It would be go out and find a gift someplace. Anyway, but I remember... Well, if that was the case, I remember that there were three zeros on the check? Do you remember?
Yes, there were.
There were, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the whole thing, I'll bet you, that day probably cost me $2,500 by the time out there, back again. Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, here's the, like I said, those are the good old days. Here's how this works. You now turn your attitude around. I've had, admittedly, some pretty rough years. Richie will attest to it. Jennifer will. Everybody that's worked in this environment with me, Kenny, know the last 2-3 years have been really, really rough. Not only on me, but pretty much everybody. Do you know anybody who had a good time? Unless they had, something in the bank or they had it before. This has been a tough time for people who work, even if we made a lot of money. I mean, I don't mind admitting that I made a lot of money between 2002 and 2008. But then it was not a recession for me. It was a depression. And it was a deep depression. But now I feel in the last couple of, even last couple of weeks, but more the last couple of months, I can feel that it's coming back again, much in the same line as we were just discussing with how much money you'd spend on a wedding and other things that are going on here. But will it still be a struggle for the next, who knows, 3-4 months? Yeah, probably, maybe longer than that for some of you. But the as much as I have been kind of grumpy about all this stuff over the last couple, 3 years, I'm now becoming very optimistic. Part of it is to do with whether what's going on in your life is good. I think the good stuff attracts good stuff. But I do think generally if we're all honest with ourselves, we'd say the business was a little bit better. Jennifer, wouldn't you say that your family's business is a little bit better? No. Okay.
Sure, for the sake of argument,
well,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. Listen, don't get me wrong. But it's a little bit better. Richie is, I think, you think things there are a little bit better at Radio Ranch?
It's work.
Yeah, it is work. Oh,
it's,
listen.
It's definite work. There's still business there, but it's work.
I have to be honest, last year was better.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really, not for me. Last year was an awful. Oh, my God. Last year was the worst of all of the last
few. Last year actually ended up being okay, but this year it's, I mean, we're trying to keep pace, but it's
now,
it's
see, I'm doing that, and we're on the hunt for more and better stations, and that'll help as well, but it just, it's, I don't know, it just feels better. At any rate, the question, the poll question today, how much did you spend on the last wedding you attended, including travel, accommodations, and gifts? So that would have been about probably 25. Was there a one or a two on that check? Do I remember?
What's that?
What Kenny's check was when
he wants to know if he gave him $1,000 or $2,000. Which, by the way, you can totally come to my wedding if you want.
There was a one.
There was a one. Okay. All right. Well, but
nice wedding gift.
Still, anyway, it was still, you know, in
my
terms of
wedding, that was nice.
Yeah.
Gave me $100, so you did pretty well, Ken.
No, I gave you this. What did I give you for your wedding?
You gave me $100.
Is that all?
Yep. Slip me a $100 bill.
No.
I was very appreciative.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're yanking my chain. You are yanking my chain. I know you're yanking my chain.
I have a point to bring up with you, Dougie.
Yeah, you're not
Since
married. So
I'm not married. You shouldn't. That's discrimination.
Yeah, right. Good for you. Try that.
Right?
No, get married and we'll all have a big party. I think that'd be great. I would. I'm looking forward to
my wedding. Would be the coolest.
I want $900. I got gypped out of $900.
You didn't get gypped out of
Give me the rest of my money.
Yeah, okay. Stand in line.
I'm already in that line.
That's too bad it's now starting at 472.
I just need a second number now.
Oh, my God. All right, so anyway, the poll today... How much did you spend on the last wedding? I've gone through this. I probably should get to the alternatives here, right? A, over $1,000. B, between $750 and $1,000. C, between $500 and $750. D, between $250 and $500. E, between $100 and $250. F, under $100. G, I don't know. All right, so, Richie, when's the last time you went to a wedding?
Oh, wow. I can't remember.
Really? That good, huh?
Yeah. Right. I cannot remember the last wedding I was at.
See, I haven't either. Jennifer, when's the last time you went to a wedding?
I was supposed to go to one in March, and I was sick. And so I would have spent about maybe $100 on that one.
Really?
But the last wedding I went to was probably my best friend's wedding, and I was the maid of honor, so I spent a lot of money on that wedding.
Yeah. All right, and what about you, Kenny?
The last one was a friend of Lisa's this past fall, and it was in town. I don't know how much she spent on the dress she bought, but I'm guessing we spent $200-$300.
Just remember, the last wedding I went to was in Bogota, Colombia. So
really?
It cost a good bit of a big chunk of change.
Yeah. So anyway, my mind has been wafting off into Megan's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And how much I spent for that? That was the last big expenditure I had before things went south. And it was a good thing that the money was put away. And, you know, if it hadn't been for Megan said to me, Dad, because she could see things deteriorating, and she said, but I had set aside the money, and I put it in a place where I really couldn't get at it easily. And so I just gave her the account. I gave her the bank book. I gave her, I had no more. I said, Megan, here it is. We agreed on how much money I was going to spend for your wedding. And there, that's it. You figure it out yourself, whatever you need. There's the money you have to spend. And she only went about 10% over the budget. So, and that was, she asked me, you know, just before there was something that got snagged, but she had planned it out. You got to know Megan. Megan is absolutely precise on everything, and she had it down to the penny. And then something happened. The caterer did something. I don't remember what it was, but that's the way. By the way, when you have children, you're foolish. Even if you're making money, if you don't put something aside that's deliberate, the worst thing you could do is chintz on your children's wedding. If you
now, I know my dad's been saving up trade to have my wedding at Big Boy in Burbank, so I'm pretty excited.
And
about
by
it.
The way, your birthday, I don't think I was very popular that day. You want me to tell that story?
You came in at the end of the day, at the end of the thing, and then started eating fries off of someone's plate.
No, but I said, I think you had gone to the bathroom. I said to your father, nice going bringing her to the Big Boy for her birthday.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Doug comes in at the end of lunch, and he's like, well, hi.
Yeah,
what
my
are you
lunch?
Guys doing?
I don't remember why I was. Why was I late? I don't remember.
I don't
know. I've been someplace.
Because you're always late.
Something I can't remember.
I know. Meredith calls it Dudley time.
Yes.
And so Dudley time is 13 and a half before the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
A recent Shape magazine survey found that 93% of working women snack at the office. The Shape Trend Shapers panel also revealed that 60% of women regret their workday snack choices. Seeing trends like this inspired Sargento to team with Cheryl Burke, a professional dancer and 2-time champion on Dancing with the Stars, to share her snacking tips and to unveil a new snacking tool.
Women who are always on the go want snacks that are wholesome, satisfying, and convenient. Snacking is a part of my daily routine because I'm always racing to rehearsal, dance performances, and photo shoots. It's so important to keep my energy up. I love cheese, and Sargento Natural Cheese Snacks gives me the high-quality protein I need in single servings, which help me control calories without compromising on taste.
To find wholesome snack ideas to shake up your snacking routine, Burke recommends visiting the new Sargento Smart Snacking Tool at www.sargento.com/snacks.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, our poll yesterday at DickStefan.com asked you about your television habits with your children. How much TV do your children watch every day? This is pretty enlightening. 37%, I was surprised to look at these numbers. 37% of you said less than 2 hours. 21% said you didn't know. 22% of you said as much as they want. Good God, what's the matter with you? 13% said 4 hours or more a day. Oy, man, you people. Does that sound bad if I say that? It really, that's bad. 8% not that I said you people, but that's 4 hours a day with your children on television. No, 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 no. 8% said between 2 and 4 hours. You realize how much time in their lives they're spending? They spend more than 4 hours a day times 7. That's 28 hours a week. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Surprised we never heard this one before, huh? Ray Parker Jr. is 59 today, so movie music is from Ghostbusters.
I had the biggest crush on the girl in this video.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you had a big crush on Ray Parker Jr.
Nah, he's fine, sir.
Working that one over. All right, so we all remember this from the movie of the same name. How long ago was this, Chucker? This has been like 20 years ago, right? How old is Ghostbusters?
1984.
84, so 29 years ago. Woo-wee. And you keep talking about them reviving this in some way, shape, or form, with or without Aykroyd and with or without Moranis?
Well, no, actually, with or without Bill Murray. I mean,
Bill, oh, Murray,
Bill
right.
Dan Aykroyd constantly gives interviews probably every few months saying he's going into production, we're almost ready. But I guess Bill Murray won't attach himself to it, so Paramount, I believe it's the studio that will finance it, is very hesitant, and I don't think wants to give $100 million
no.
to Ghostbusters 3 if it doesn't have Bill Murray in it.
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense.
I still think it's a gamble no matter what they do, but we'll see.
All right,
what's funny about that Ray Parker song is you've seen how important a song was to movies back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was huge.
Yeah.
Really fueled the box office, that song.
Yeah, that is, we find that a lot, 9 to 5. How many movies can you remember? Where would the James Bond franchise, or even Indiana Jones, Star Wars, for God's sakes, without those, that music that's attached, all those songs that are attached to those, what was the one that was from earlier in my era with, isn't that awful, it was a big movie, when all of the people got together after college. What the heck was the name of that movie?
And The Big Chill?
Yeah, thank you. The Big Chill. All the movies. But there wasn't, it was separate, you know, it was music from the era. It wasn't made for the movie itself. All right, speaking of what's been made, this movie is something we come across every once in a while. Very cool movie. I thought it was extraordinarily well done by the star. You're going to like The Remembrance. Hopefully you'll get to it as quickly at 888-302-3684 for the identity on this movie, number one movie during this week in 1993. Here's the first clue.
So we're spending $47 million so that somebody can feel better about a car that they've already bought?
Got the voice, right? 888-302-3684. Guy who played... No, you will. Let me see if I can put the pieces together.
No, don't give me any clues. I don't want any clues.
Well, excuse me, Rich. There are other people listening.
No, but we can do this.
The guy who played Nixon was the bad guy in this movie. You got it? You all onto that, Chucker?
No.
I need another clue.
All right, come on. Next clue, then.
From today, I'm going to make it the responsibility of this government to find a job for every American who wants one.
Come on. 888.
I love that
movie. You got it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's a great movie. 888-302-3684, and you got what I said about the guy who played Nixon was the bad guy. All right, last clue.
Hail to the chief, he's the one we all say hail to. We all say hail, because he keeps himself so clean.
All right, 888-302-3684. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag?
Interesting story here. While promoting his new Star Trek film, director J.J. Abrams says that he fully expects composer John Williams to return to score Star Wars Episode 7. That would be really fantastic news. The film's supposed to go into production next year, 2014, for 2015 release date. Iron Man 3 now tracking at $154 million opening weekend, going up and up. To show you how powerful that is, Star Trek, the new Star Trek film, tracking at $93 million. The new Superman movie, $95 million. The Fast and the Furious 6, tracking at around a $68 million opening weekend. So $154 million is quite large.
The new Star Trek movie looks too gimmicky to me. It looks
telling a story in the trailer, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. What did you start to say?
One other bit of news. Out on Blu-ray, May 7th, one of the greatest films of all time, The Great Escape with Steve McQueen.
Ah, that is a great movie. James Garner, that's a wonderful movie. All right, let's see if we can get an answer here. Andy, listening to KTSM. Andy, what's the name of the movie?
Dave with Kevin Kline.
All right, you know what? I feel generous. Rich, you get the other side open. I just want to, as long as we're in El Paso, Bob, you get a chance at it. You agree with Andy or not?
I actually agree.
Do you? Do you know Andy?
Yes, I do. I do not.
You don't know Andy. What I was thinking is we'd give you dinner for two. I don't know why I was thinking that was cute. All right, that is the answer. Yes, it was Dave. Great movie with Kevin Kline. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.